Podcast Network.
First off, what the hell did you just do there?
I just put chewing gum in this cap here because I didn't want to sound like I was chewing gum. But now we've discussed it, so I might as well continue to chew this gum that now tastes like stale beer.
Because of all the professional things that we do and don't do on this podcast, you spitting your gum out to help the listeners not have to deal with your gum chewing, that's the one thing that you're going to draw the line at?
Yeah, I don't do any kind of show prep. I don't do any research, but I do not want to chew gum live on a podcast.
It's cold out here.
It's always cold out here. This is better than last time because we're not wearing hats.
Are you cold out where does he live?
Asheville. But he's also in a house.
I'm in a place that has heat. you guys have heat in the Beat Lab, but I don't understand why you don't turn it on.
Well, it's on, but the problem is that it really needs to be on for like, I don't know,
a week. You need to turn it on tonight for next week so that next week you can come in here and I can feel my fingers.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! Can anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Another episode of Radio for Winners, Jeremy, Tony, Cherokee, Don, gentlemen, I can't believe episode 10, is this 101
now? This will be 101.
Tony can figure out what comes after 100, congratulations.
I completely forgot we did 100 last week.
Do I have to change?
It was a good episode, actually.
Do I have to change my hashtag to RFW101 now?
Well, I think now there's no point into doing another show-related hashtag. But
we were trending in Baltimore. You guys saw that, right? I took a picture and sent it to you, but I'm not sure if you saw that. We were trending. RFW 100 was actually trending on Twitter in Baltimore.
I don't believe that.
That's because it was not.
I don't know. Don used RFW 100 about 45 times during his tweets, so I assumed.
I don't know how you get something to trend.
Well, you need more than one person using it. True story.
But I was tweeting. I was tweeting all week last week.
Also, tweeting live during a podcast that no one hears for 2 days later using a hashtag. You really only need to get the three people in the room to use that hashtag.
By the way, I did listen to the show. I thought it was fantastic.
It was a good. Well, we say that every week.
Well, that's true.
Guys, I don't know if you know this, but I think we're amazing.
Our show is fantastic. Hashtag RFW100.
Actually, I did get good feedback. People liked the 100th episode. Here's what I think it is. One, Ask Don, huge success.
Big success.
People
with that.
Loved Ask Don. Now, they didn't love actually sending you questions the day we aired the show because you received none. But they liked asking questions during the recording of the show, which was nice. But I actually think it's because episode 99 was so bad that 100 just seemed amazing. So next time when we have to do 150, on 149, next game show.
You know, I felt the love there for a second, so you just dropped me on 99. Because you're blaming the horribleness of what was episode...
Of the game show that you created and recorded and played for us? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm pointing my finger right at you.
Okay. All right. Well, where's that gum?
Which I think leads to a really good question, guys, is what was the candy? I can't get over that question. It's unreal.
But that's a legitimate question.
It was half a Mars bar.
It was not. What did you say it was the last time? You
ribbon candy.
Ribbon candy. Which every time I listen back, I'd laugh at that.
I mean, that's a question Ronald Reagan wouldn't even know the answer to. That's terrible.
Stop. Hey, now I get
to
say
timely.
It. Stop the show right there. Look, mark it down.
2015, here's a Ronald Reagan joke for you.
Wow.
Hey, everybody. I'm a little tired tonight. I think we're going to talk about this later in the show, but I just want to bring it up now because I'm annoyed by it. I had my doctor's appointment this past week with this guy who I'm just going to call Dr. Twink because he is 5'5", 130 pounds, and thinks anybody who's over 130 pounds is obese. Which leads, I go into the doctor's office and I got called obese for the second time and as many doctor's visits that I've had there. I am obese.
Oh, see, how much do you weigh? Will you say how much you weigh?
I'm down to 209.
He's 4'9".
Yeah, that is a little high for 4'9". No, but that you texted me that. You're like, I just got called obese at my doctor's appointment. I was like, well, did they see you before? Because they'd be thrilled with you right now. You were 280, I think, when you left here. It was pretty high. So yeah. 209, very impressive.
He's good. He's got some muscle.
Before he even asked me, like, what I'm eating, he's just telling me that I'm eating too much. Like, what kind of, that's not really, you're not even asking me what I'm eating. You're just, you're eating too much. It's too much. It's too much.
All I eat is nutrition pills. Well, stop it. Don't even eat those.
And then I decided to get a proactive flu shot and a proactive tetanus shot. Because apparently I haven't had a tetanus shot in like 25 years.
All tetanus shots are proactive, to be honest with you.
Wait a minute. How do you have a proactive tetanus shot?
Well, they're all proactive. You don't get a tetanus shot after you get tetanus.
Yeah, but he didn't go in and say, you know what? I'm gonna have a tetanus shot today. Just I'm being on the safe side. He hasn't had one in how many years?
It had been like over 10 years.
Yeah, see, that was the same thing that I had.
It's still proactive because it's before you get tetanus.
Yeah, but it's not because it's based because, hey, I have a nail sticking out of my arm. That's not... That's
no, that would be a reactive.
I didn't have a nail sticking out of my face.
I'm just... it's part of your physical, really.
Yeah, if you haven't had one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's more...
Yeah. I'm talking to the lady about the flu shot. I'm like, hey, is it true do you get sick after a flu shot? She's like, no, that's just a myth, idiot. So then, of course, the next 2 days, I'm in bed, sick with the flu-like symptoms.
It's not a myth. You can get sick after getting
a flu shot.
I get
sick every time I get one.
I got the tetanus shot. I couldn't raise my left arm even a little bit without severe soreness. So it was a terrible weekend. I'm very bitter about it.
When was the last time you had a tetanus shot, Jeremy?
I mean, I think I had my last physical before this last one was 4 years ago, and I'm fairly certain I got one then because at that point I hadn't had a physical in like 15 years.
Yeah, so when I had my physical this month, and I got the exact same thing that Tony had. I got a tetanus shot, and
I thought maybe they called you obese.
You guys would be obese, by the way.
I'm totally obese. You don't have to tell me. I know I'm obese.
So I couldn't lift my... She goes, you might not be able to lift your arm now. You might not be able to lift it later, but you're definitely going to be able to lift it tomorrow. And I couldn't lift it the next day. It hurt so bad. Is that a song that we're going to sing later? That's hurt so good. Sorry. Hey, if he's going to drop Reagan jokes, I'm going to drop these.
Look at those tumbleweeds roll by. Well, let's stop talking about that.
My arm is still sore, though, 5 days later.
Yeah, I had the same problem, but I hadn't had a tetanus shot. I think I said this before. I haven't had a tetanus shot since, like, the 90s. But I did have a nail go through my foot once. You ever had that happen?
No, I've never stepped on a nail.
Yeah, it went right through my shoe and into my foot.
I mean, I've definitely cut myself on rusty items, but I don't think I've ever actually had a nail go through my foot.
Yeah, it went into my foot, and I kept playing basketball because I didn't know any better. And then I was at my grandmother's house, and she said, that's not good. And my dad was picking me up that day, and he had to take me to the emergency room. And did you ever have to go to the emergency room with your mom or your dad?
My dad. Every time I hurt myself, my dad took me, and he laughed the whole time.
Okay. See, my mom would always take me because she was, I guess, the more comforting person. My dad was just annoyed that he had to sit in an emergency room. So that was a horrible experience that I had a nail go through my foot.
I thought you had a story attached to which the parent thing. You just wanted to ask.
Yeah, no.
Just taking a survey. We should save that question. Ask Mo Day that next time.
Yeah, these are called conversations. You guys should learn how to have those.
Well, I mean, I didn't think this was the small talk hour. I apologize, Don. I thought we were doing a comedy show. So let's switch topics to the Super Bowl. If we're already going to talk about Ronald Reagan, it's just timely. We can also talk about the Super Bowl a week after it has happened. In our sports segment that I did not know we were going to start. It's a good thing that episode 100 was so good, because 101, you can aim back low again, so 102 would be incredible. Anyway, did you guys actually watch the Super Bowl? I ended up being home. I didn't go to New York after all because of the weather.
Do you realize Don thinks this show can be on the air somewhere? This show should be on the on an AM station somewhere in America.
I still think it would have an audience, but anyway, Super Bowl. You watch Super Bowl, Don?
Oh, yeah, I can talk now?
You can talk anyway. You're the one that turned your mic off, not me.
Oh. Yes, I watched Super Bowl.
What did America's head coach think of it? I will tell you, I did watch it. I actually caught about 90% of it.
Yeah, I missed the third.
Please say you missed the last 10%. It was an okay game, I guess. I didn't know it ended. It was really close. I went to bed.
I watched...
I missed the first part.
I missed the third quarter.
Okay.
Because we were at a friend's house watching. We left during halftime, at the end of halftime, and then drove and then drove back. So I missed third quarter. Which, by the way, listening to a Super Bowl on the radio, I think I tweeted a little bit, horrible.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have to do that. I was going to listen to the whole way home from New York on the radio.
Well, listening to football on the radio is not very much fun.
Yeah, very true. And Boomer Esiason was calling it, and he had laryngitis, so it was even worse. So, I mean, they didn't have a backup plan, I guess.
Still better than Chris Collinsworth.
Well, and then he kept calling the announcer Kevin, and I don't think the announcer's name was Kevin.
So, Kev, here's what I think. My name is Mark.
What is Marv Al- What's Marv Albert's? Marv Albert's brother's name is Kenny, right?
Herb. It's Herb Alpert.
The Tijuana Brass.
<That's it. laughs> Oh man, I almost started it.
Yeah, it's Kenny Albert, right? He kept calling him he kept calling him Kevin. Yeah.
Anyway, we're doing real good today. We're on fire. So the Super Bowl, excellent game. Excellent game. If somehow you didn't see it and you haven't listened to the radio or turned on a television, you were asleep in a coma for the last 10 days. And all of a sudden you've woken up and the only thing you found is Radio for Winners. The Patriots won the Super Bowl in a nail-biter of an ending. A nail-biter. Well, at least our soundboard is working for episode 101. This is going well.
I don't think we really need to recap the game.
No, I didn't want to.
But there were a couple things that... And I don't even want to talk about the play issue because I feel like that's been talked about by everybody for like the last 5 days.
I understand why they made that, why they threw it.
Well, they just didn't, because they didn't think they would throw it. You wouldn't expect them to throw it. You would expect them just to try to hand it off.
Well, they had one timeout. They had 28 seconds left. It was second down. You throw the ball. If it's incomplete, the clock stops. Right. Now it's third down. You go for it and you run it.
Right.
If you miss on third down, then you can call a timeout. You have a timeout left. So, you know, you might as well throw it on second down when you're that close. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sort of preserves the timeout piece.
Now, well, again, if it wouldn't have been Richard Sherman, or do you think he's a cock face?
I don't think I'd call him a cock face, but I did like his face when the interception occurred.
That was fantastic.
You just watched him like, oh.
That's a cock face.
That was...
It looked like somebody had done something to his cock.
Terrible.
Just saying.
Please, I'm not if you're a listening big, to the show, just stop. Listen to 102. It'll be way better, I promise.
I think he's a good football player. I'm not a big fan of those guys.
Well, I mean, I'm not a Seahawks fan.
But then again, you know, probably a lot of people say the same thing about Terrell Suggs, too.
Maybe.
Yeah, Suggs is kind of a douche.
I thought he was America's sweetheart, Terrell Suggs. I thought that's what they were using on his uniform.
I don't believe that's what they associate him with. But then, the game itself got exciting there. The catch at the end, and then you know the turnover. But I sort of wasn't paying really very close attention to the beginning of the game, and then the commercial started. And what was up with the kid dying?
They were very somber commercials this year.
It was horrible.
There was the Nationwide ad. Is the one you're talking about.
But they had two. Nationwide had two ads. One, it was a funny one with Mindy and Invisible Mindy. And then the next one is, I would have done these things, but I died.
Right.
That's horrible.
Well, there was a bunch of them. There's the Toyota commercial with the dad and his son. And they had all these other commercials. They were all very touchy-feely, like, dad commercials.
Yeah, what was up with the dad theme?
I don't know. I did not like it. I did not care for it. Where was the Bud Bowl? Isn't that on every era?
What? The Bud Bowl. That been discontinued?
Yeah, that's been on for like 20 years.
You know, now I can't, you can't, and now did you feel the change in
the
wind?
Tells you how close I've been watching the commercial there the past like 20 years. I just assumed it was still going on.
Did you see the change in the wind that you can now no longer say you throw like a girl?
Yeah, that was lame.
Well, I saw the commercial, but then you know, then I just tweeted a bunch of things about like a girl that had nothing to do with nothing to do with throwing a ball or anything else.
Surprised Annie Chuns didn't put down some bucks. Too,
Annie Chuns is not reciprocating our retweeting of all their tweets, so I may be done with that.
You
Annie
know,
Chuns
I think we need to call
We're
them
the
out
only
on that. Although I think
retweet.
We have, right?
What?
Haven't we called them out on Twitter about them not retweeting us, and they've kind of like have done. Just didn't respond at all.
If you look at their Twitter account, they only have one follower. It's us. And they only have one retweet on all their tweets. It's us. No one else follows Annie Chuns. They should be thrilled that we're spreading the word to our six followers.
There's another Annie's. I know you're a big fan of Annie Chuns. I had a homegrown Annie's barbecue sauce the other day because I was trying to eat organic barbecue sauce. Basically, if you want to have a homegrown Annie's organic barbecue sauce, what you do is you urinate in a bottle and then
ketchup.
You pour it over your pork. And there you go. You can basically just reinvent it. Homegrown Annie's.
There is nothing worse than bad barbecue sauce. There's nothing worse than bad barbecue sauce. My dad bought me a big ass jar of Three Stooges brand barbecue sauce because he's a giant Three Stooges fan and he has a problem.
Isn't that one of those things you just put on a shelf and you don't actually use it?
Yeah, but I used it and it tastes like watery ketchup. It was awful.
Because they know that nobody's going to use that. They're just going to.
Well, my dad bought a case of it, so he better use it. He bought a lot of Three Stooges barbecue sauce. My dad's always looking out for a barbecue.
Jeremy, come on over. I'm having some ribs.
Oh,
weekend.
Wow. Did you make the barbecue sauce? Oh, no. I use that Three Stooges stuff. Ooh, I'm very busy.
As you're like dad.
Uh-oh.
What happened there?
What happened there?
Busy buys.
Oh, no.
No,
Tony is cutting out. I can't understand anything you're saying.
We broke up a little bit.
There we go.
There you go. How are you? What happened there? I don't know what's going on
there's
there.
A horrible storm.
Okay. I don't know. Does your dad buy stuff in bulk?
Oh, yeah. My dad's not as bad as my mom, but they will definitely buy stuff in bulk. But my mom, if she knows you like something, and I don't live there anymore, clearly, but if I did live there and she was like, oh, I heard you like chili, I would come home and she's like, I bought 200 cans of chili because they were on sale.
Wow.
See, my dad buys stuff in bulk, but he buys it from, like, Ollie's discount store. So he's buying peppermints from, like, 1987. I'm like, do you realize you got these for a cent because they're 25 years old?
Dollar store tuna fish.
Oh, man. Brutal.
It's got a box full of ribbon candy.
Exactly, but I got it for a penny, so it's totally worth it.
Totally worth it. All right, so now that the Super Bowl's over, I keep getting emails about renewing the Fantasy NASCAR League.
There's no way anyone is emailing you about our NASCAR League.
I was getting an auto email myself on that, and I was very tempted to...
you mean from the league itself?
Yeah,
from
Yeah.
I believe that. I get that, too. I think other people are like, God, what's up with our NASCAR League? Like, no, it's just us that did it.
No, but I can't. I'm so tempted to hit that button and get that league going again.
Well, did you see the rules have changed?
The actual physical NASCAR rules?
No. For the picks league,
well,
it changes.
Can't you do any? No. Oh.
They've changed it so now you have a salary cap, like a budget.
Now, see, I like that.
But I think that, I mean, I like it too now that I'm slightly into NASCAR, where last year I'd have been like, no, I'm not doing this. Do you think that's going to turn people off from trying it?
I think everybody proved the point that they were trying to make last year, that they could all do better than I could in a fantasy NASCAR league.
Right.
I think that if we were to do a fantasy NASCAR league, we could open it up to the listeners. I think that you and I will be the only two that sign up.
Okay. I mean, we can do it. And here's the deal. We'll go ahead and set one up.
Okay? I like the salary cap thing.
We'll set it up. I'll post about it in the blog, radioforwinners.com. But here's the thing. If only Don and I sign up, we will never mention it again. But we'll mention it next week when we sway. No one has entered it. We're going to enter it.
Well, no, that's now. Wait a minute. Because one person's going to sign up.
Right.
So it's just you, me, and then one other person. And then the other people are going to go, oh, fantastic. They'll be able to talk about it now because one person signed up. So the other people won't sign up.
I don't think anyone's going to say fantastic. They can talk about it. I'm going to be honest. Last year, that was the biggest complaint we got.
No, it wasn't. The biggest complaint that we got is that you talked about Dungeons and Dragons.
That's true. That was number one. Number two was the NASCAR League. But I think this year, for 2015, it will be your game show followed by NASCAR, followed by Dungeons and Dragons.
You know, you have one bad show with the game show, and all of a sudden you're...
You suck one dick, and all of a sudden, yeah.
Wow. Just wait for my next game show. I'm putting it together.
I hope it doesn't title what I just said. That's an awkward game show.
I wish I had my game show theme. I would press that.
Don's version of Jeopardy is gross.
All right, so you're going to set it up?
I set up last time, so I'll just renew it.
Okay.
And I'll put up the information that no one will join. But if you are interested,
can
you basically
pick
your drivers. Can
you make the password something besides penis?
Sure.
Oh, God.
The password will be Ask Modell. I'll definitely put it up. But I'll post about it. But I don't think anyone's going to care to join. If they do join, great. We'd welcome other people to play this year. Unlike just getting to pick the best drivers every week, you have to do it in a salary cap.
I think, it would be nice to get some of our Thunder Grunt brothers and sisters out there to join the league.
They did join the football league. We had some people join the football league. But I don't know if we're going to get any joining the NASCAR league. I'll still bring it up. I'll still ask.
Okay. All right.
We'll do a NASCAR league.
Okay.
Because I don't know if I have the patience for a baseball fantasy league. That seems a little intense.
I was talking to somebody about that the other day. It's too intense. And I had a friend of mine say, I've won three leagues last year. I was like, yeah, because you're probably the only one that's still doing it by September. Because everybody else has given up in, like, July. But then again, I mean, there's just so many games.
Right. It's 162 games or whatever. That's impossible.
Yeah. No.
So we won't bother with that. We'll do NASCAR, and if no one else does it, you and I will do NASCAR. And we'll definitely do football next year.
Very excited about NASCAR.
I'm excited about it.
Big stuff coming up here.
Not excited about it.
You and most of our listeners.
I do remember a huge dip in audience listenership when we did it last year. I think we dived about 100 listeners. A lot of those people probably killed themselves listening to the show. And I'm a little concerned about it.
My mantra for this year is: if you made it through episode 99, you can make it through anything else we do.
I think, especially episode 99. I think that they're Valentine's Day night. Instead of doing something with your sweetheart, you should watch. I think it's the Sprint Showdown.
Well, there's no chance I'm doing that.
There's a full chance that I will be doing that.
My wife, not a fan of NASCAR.
Well, that's her problem. Why don't you come over here?
Because I would like to continue to have a wife to talk about the week after that. So I will not be doing that. I don't know if I'll go out and do anything super exciting for Valentine's Day, but it will not be watching a race at Don's house.
Is next week we're going to have a special Valentine's Day episode next week?
Sure. We can talk about Charlie Brown again.
Okay.
It always goes over well. It's a topic everyone holds near and dear to their hearts.
What was it last year? You're raping me, Charlie Brown.
That was not it.
That was not.
That
it.
Was not no? it. Oh. This is inappropriate.
You should have seen what we edited out of this show.
It's not.
I
as
think
bad
it's about finger banging, right?
You're finger banging Charlie Brown. Is that it?
That was it, and that's the perfect, the perfect way to get into our regular section.
Section.
Let's start again. A regular segment we do every week, where we bring up items from around the world. We bring them to you in our segment we call Radio for Winners. And the news. That's right, Radio for Winners and the news. This is the time every week we take three news stories we like. We take all the news facts out we don't like. And I said news facts because I have a learning disorder. News.
Now, can we try something?
Sure.
Okay, so...
Is it having someone else read the news?
So earlier, when we were just messing around, you had a new way to do the intro to the news. So can we see what that...
You want me to do that live?
Can we see what that would sound
like?
So
this was to test audio.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So ready? Radio for Winners.
And the news. The news. It's Radio for Winners and the news. I got some news. I'm reading news. News.
So maybe we can see what our listeners prefer to have.
I'm betting they like neither of those. I screwed up the actual one.
I didn't like your enthusiasm there. It was much
more... Yeah, it didn't really sound like you were into it, Jeremy. It just sounded like you were doing it because you were being forced.
That's true. That's why I do most things. So. Well, you know who does have enthusiasm? You know who's really living life to the fullest right now? Randy Quaid.
That guy. What country is he living in now?
Canada.
In Vancouver, yeah.
Our neighbor to the north.
God bless those Canadians.
So now, maybe you aren't paying attention to what Randy Quaid's been up to, but he's lost his shit pretty much. Over the last 5 or 6 years, he's been arrested for not paying hotel fees. He's fled the country to avoid paying, I'm not sure if it's taxes or what, but he's in Canada now, hiding from the U.S. government.
But it's Rupert Murdoch's fault, right?
Well, there's many people who are to blame, but he just put a video out this past week. Where he's decided that Rupert Murdoch may not be to blame for everything that's wrong with him, but he owes him a lot of money. Do you want to just play the video?
We got the whole video?
It's only 2 minutes long. I'm not going to play it without breaks, I'm sure. But do you want me to just play
the beginning? Yeah.
So it's him, and he's got a great beard, and his wife, who's in some sort of lingerie and sunglasses in a hotel room.
It looks like she's in a bikini, but she's wearing really dark sunglasses.
Right. Extremely dark sunglasses. And so this is his message to, in his mind, the person who's causing him the most financial pain right now.
If you can picture an ISIS video with Randy Quaid in a hotel room, that's what this looks like.
I'll just play it.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Randy Quaid, and this is my wife, Evie.
Hi, Evie.
I help media giants News Corp and Warner Brothers Entertainment earn well over $1 billion for the film's Independence Day and Christmas Vacation.
Now, pause it right there. Now, is he the one that's responsible for Independence Day and Christmas Vacation?
Well, remember, on Independence Day, he does save the world.
He does?
So, I would say he's ultimately the star.
Okay.
And
why doesn't he miss in Kingpin? It's another great movie he was in.
That's a much better movie than Independence Day.
Okay.
But I guess that didn't make the millions that Independence Day and did Christmas Vacation make that much money? I mean, everyone's seen it, but
no,
I don't think it was like a massive box office hit, was it?
What do you think Dennis Quaid thinks of his brother?
I'm sure he just doesn't talk about it.
He's pretty quiet on it. He doesn't really talk about it. His hopes that his brother comes back soon, I think is what he says.
Get some help. Get some help. But he's in Canada waiting for his money. So hold on.
Keep going.
What did I get in return? A Warner Brothers exec, Bruce Berman, stole my house. And News Corp's The New York Post continues to smear me to high heaven with a pack of lies. For good measure, Warner Brothers even had my wife and I falsely arrested 6 times by TMZ.
Okay.
How does TMZ arrest
you? TMZ can't arrest you.
If TMZ starts getting arresting powers.
There's a lot of people in trouble. All the Kardashians
are in for it.
Days are numbered. So I don't think he might not have all his marbles in order. But let's see what else he has to say.
It's clearly
no, for real. That's really
okay.
How it works.
Never mind. He's right.
Hashtag PMC. Police media corruption. Ba-dum!
I bet he believes 9/11 was an inside job.
I think it was done by News Corp.
It was News Corp just to get ratings up.
I don't think Warner Brothers, they did like the Bugs Bunny cartoons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that they would have anything to do with this.
Well, let's see. He might have some good points coming up. I doubt it.
Evie and I have been put through a living hell.
Oh, yeah.
A living hell of biblical proportion.
Tell us about it.
So how do we retaliate? What do we do?
Well, what would you do? If you were living in a hotel in Canada because you were worried that the government's coming after you, but you think you're owed a whole lot of money from a major news corporation.
This is like a game show.
It is. I'm not playing music because I forgot to reset that. So what would you do, though? Would you make a video where you're going to call them out and then you're going to have something to hold Fox ransom?
No, I'd probably get a lawyer.
Okay, well, that's a reasonable answer. Tony, what would you do?
I'd probably go along the same lines.
Not me. I think I'm going the route he went because this is a totally reasonable thing to do.
Well, I still have a few tricks, too. This is the very same shirt that I wore in ID4 when I saved the world. Another act that Rupert Murdoch still hasn't thanked me for.
Do you think he really thinks he saved the world?
I'm sure he does.
Because
that,
I was like, eh.
That really sounds like he believes he saved the world, or at least he saved Fox Corporation.
But he made it out of the United States to Canada,
right?
To seek asylum.
You know how hard it is to get out of the United States to go into Canada? You walk over the border.
But here's my point: the only thing that he could remember to grab was the Hawaiian shirt that he happened to wear when he was saving the world.
Well, if you save the world, wouldn't you save that same shirt? It's his lucky shirt.
But he didn't survive the saving of the world.
That's true. The shirt's not even burned up.
You know what I mean?
I call shenanigans.
And apparently when he seeked asylum, he was turned down. So does that mean you have to like come back to the States at some point? Like,
it just means that they aren't stopping you from getting extradited.
He's at a Motel 6 right on the Canadian border.
Yeah, he's right over the border from Buffalo getting 25-cent beers. Hold on.
So, Rupert, you want to fuck me?
Wow.
I'm going to fuck you.
Whoa.
So he's holding up a picture of Rupert
Evie,
Murdoch that he's cut eye holes in.
On.
He just asked his wife to put on the mask.
Right, she's put on the mask.
Now she's walking over to the computer.
Yep, she puts the mask on, and then she bends over.
Oh.
And then you can see Randy Quaid stands up. He's not wearing any pants.
Maybe you'll thank me for this.
And then he proceeds to at least fake
spit on his finger.
Spit on his finger.
Like he's lubing her up.
And fake have sex with his wife.
Yeah.
While he makes noises. And then dogs barking.
Dog barks in the back.
The dog is the worst part. The dog by itself. At first, I thought there was her like pushing a button that sounds like a dog because it's so consistent. No, there's a dog in the room with him.
Yeah, now somebody's going to call the front desk.
You think they brought their dog or is that actually a wild dog?
I would have believed now it's a wild dog.
It's a wild dog watching Randy Quaid have sex with his wife with a mask on. Now, she's not. I'm sure they're not actually having sex, but based on the rest of this video, they might be.
The question is, if this video is 8 minutes long, would Don still be watching?
Well, I'd be watching with my
pants
on.
That's a good callback.
Hey, all right, keep playing. I want to hear the dog.
Together, Rupert. Yeah, together, Rupert.
That was louder than I thought it would be. I apologize to everybody listening to this at work.
Ironically, I don't think it was. It didn't peak on this on the screen here. But now does he feel that that's his line?
I'm back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, because that is his line from the Independence Day when he flies into the the saucer.
Yeah.
I was going to say the space saucer, but I'm an idiot.
But I mean, you know, is that.
The space saucer.
But is that like his? Does he now think that's his trademark line that that's what he
if so, say? That's the only reasonable thing he said on this video that he would believe that's a catchphrase.
God, why can't we honor him with like an honorary Oscar just to lure him back to Hollywood for one night? It'd be fantastic.
It didn't work for Roman Polanski. It's not going to work.
Wow, nice drop on
like
that one.
I'm on fire.
Good for you.
Speaking of on fire, there's an election coming up in about, I don't know, 18, 19 months. But you know, a lot of people are wondering who's going to run for the Republicans. But today we got the official news, Mitt's not running again. Mitt Romney, not running.
Don't you feel like the election is in November?
Well, they start real early now.
They start like before the first election is over.
But especially when it's when the incumbent can't run again. Because this is his second term. They always start
way,
way early.
Why don't you let like a state like Iowa kind of start things off? I don't get that. I never really understood. I mean, they're like a flyover state. Nobody cares about Iowa.
That's why they do it. They wanted to get it done first. They want something for people to talk about other than corn.
I think other states have tried to go first, and then Iowa has something in their bylaws that they continue to move. They'll move up.
Right.
So they want to be first because it gives them attention, I guess. They are the Buckeye state, Tony.
Do you think, and Don, I'm assuming of the three of us, you're the only one who would have any say in this.
Are they
in
Buckeye State?
Any interest in Mitt Romney running again? Would you want Mitt Romney to be the Republican candidate?
Not a chance in hell.
Yeah, I don't think he proved that he couldn't win twice. So
once, twice, three times a lady. I don't get it. No, there's not a chance that I would want him to run
again. He's a terrible candidate.
He's too in a different plane as far as how he connects with the American public. He's got too much money. He can't identify with your average.
He reminds me of like a Fred Willard character, except for he's not acting.
I'd vote for Fred Willard.
I would too, but I think that's not saying much for us. Or
how come we're not voting for Joe Biden?
Well, he hasn't said he's not running.
He's not going to run.
You don't think he's going to run?
No.
I think he'll run for the nomination, but I think he's not going to get it.
He's not going to run. Hillary's going to run.
Well,
I knock all them out.
Pretty sure she's going to win it.
I think it's going to be a Bush. It's going to be a Bush Clinton.
Again.
Yeah.
You think Jeb's going to be the nominee?
He's been very, very low-key for the past couple years.
I still
think
Chris Christie's going to go.
I think Chris Christie's going to be the vice president.
No.
Bush Christie.
Really?
I think so.
Well, Cherokee Don will keep us involved.
I did call the Super Bowl this year.
America's head coach.
And now political correspondent, Cherokee Don.
Hey, how can you get press passes?
I mean, I think you just have to say you're a member of the press.
Are we members of the press? We're certainly not comedians.
No. The first 25 minutes of the show would prove that. We want press passes?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll try to get those. We'll
we
get
should
our,
get press passes.
We'll get our agent on it. Speaking of agents, you know who has an agent? The Kardashians. They have a very popular show. I'm not a big fan, but a lot of people are. Well, the stepfather on the show is a former Olympian who's now going to be a former man.
He was on Chips.
Bruce Jenner.
He's a triathlete.
Is going to transition into a woman.
Sure enough is.
That's what everyone was saying was probably happening when he grew his hair long and apparently got his like Adam's apple shaved, which is not really something guys do.
Could you imagine the pain that must be?
Not as much as the emotional pain of living in the body of a man, Don. So, you know, comparatively, sure, I'm sure his neck hurt a little bit. But now his heart is soaring.
What the fuck? So apparently he's been denying this for a while, but the reality is that the reason he's been denying it is because he...
Well, it's not something a lot of people are comfortable
with.
Well,
no, he has apparently signed a deal with E!
Right.
To have them be the ones that told the story. So it's been sort of like a documentary of his, you know, road to transition.
Right.
So that's why he has been denying it.
But I think he'd be denying it anyway because it's none of their business.
Yeah, but it's Bruce Jenner.
Right.
That'd be like Cal Ripken coming out and saying that.
I would not compare the two.
Why?
Because maybe Bruce Jenner in 1977, you could say, I know, but I'm saying after he gets his gold medal.
He's on the Wheaties.
He's on the Wheaties box. He's in some movies.
He's doing a lot of movies, a lot of TV shows.
But he started getting plastic surgery early on.
He did, but he didn't start looking like this. Not the woman part, but even before he decided to transition, he had some terrible surgery. He just looked really weird. And then he was on a reality show where his family just beats him up all the time. So I would not compare him to Cal Ripken.
He's more like Billy Ripken.
He is. There you go.
Fred Ripken. But, you know, hey, good for him. I mean, I'm fine with him doing that.
I think it's great. Yeah, do what you want to do. Be happy in your own body.
Yeah, well.
That's what I always say.
Who do you say that to?
Myself.
Are you happy in your own body?
No. Wait for episode 200. We have some announcements coming. But here was my thought. So it's fine if you want to do that and whatever. And it's fine. You know, Don, I know you've been looking into it. I think it's fine. But when you do that.
That's why I have my physical.
You've got. You know, he has kids.
Yeah.
So do you think.
That he can have kids? No, he can't.
Well, he has kids.
Maybe he can't have any.
They call him mom or dad going forward.
Good call. That's a weird question, but that's one they wouldn't need to know. I think they would call him dad still, though.
No, they would call him mom.
But do you think that's bad for them? In general, do you think someone doing this, it is harmful to their children?
Jeremy, you are living proof.
Well, he's adult children now, right?
The youngest is
18.
No.
You're living proof that you don't live your life for your kids. You live your life for you.
That's true.
Wow.
America's head coach, political correspondent, Cherokee Don, laying it out for you. What movie was his movie debut, Bruce Jenner?
I have no idea. He was on Chips.
Okay. Well, that's television.
Yep.
His movie he was a starring role in was Can't Stop the Music, the Village People movie.
Okay.
Did you ever see the Village People movie?
No.
I'll tell you what it starts with. 3 minutes solid of Steve Guttenberg rollerblading.
Did he have his chest hair out?
Steve Guttenberg?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Where is Steve Guttenberg? I picture him doing like a Birdman movie coming back like Michael Keaton did.
I need to see that. I need to see Birdman bad.
The more you start like describing his appearances, what movies he was in, and like, you know, his prior life, how do we not see this coming?
Actually, yes. If you watch Can't Stop the Music, it's pretty clear everyone on there, including Guttenberg, may have some other life plans.
Well, we haven't seen him in a while.
There's a song in it called Milkshake.
It's a lot of hair removal.
And it's literally just a bunch of dudes making out in a milk.
It's dudes making out?
Mm-hmm. The Village People were gay. They were openly gay.
But in a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you know this?
I've seen Camp South Music like 50 times. It's an amazing movie. Go out on Netflix. Rent Can't Stop the Music. This is your Valentine's Day activity, Don.
I sure,
forget your race.
We're
going to watch Can't Stop the Music.
I sure as hell will not be doing that.
Well, you're missing out.
Apparently.
They do a great version of In the Navy.
Oh, okay. Good. Are we doing something with that song?
I thought you had a song queued up you wanted to sing,
no,
Don, because
I thought
this is the year where you sing all the songs.
I have nothing.
All right, Don has no song.
You said that you were going to do all that.
And then I asked you at the beginning of the show.
No, you did
not. Recorded,
you never did.
I did, in fact.
You did not.
What song were you singing?
I don't know what song I was singing.
You said it was Earth, Wind, and Fire, Don.
Oh, no, you. That's not what I said.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You did.
Well, why would we even talk about the Village People?
Because
they don't sing. They're not with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I just happened to think that was an interesting factoid.
No, I think the Indian dude was in the Earth, Wind, and Fire, right?
See, there you go. You know what, Don? Every time you don't have a song ready, here's the punishment. Here's what we're going to do. Sorry, everybody at home. This is what happens when Don's not ready.
State your name and power.
We listen to commercials
because I am incapable of using YouTube on the fly.
Well, I think we called it last week that episode 101 was going to be our last episode. I think we have clearly shown that this is...
You know, we can't even blame this on being a pre-recorded episode where we're drinking. None of us are drinking.
Oh my God, maybe that's the problem.
Maybe that's what it is. It's my fault. I should be drinking. My doctor was wrong.
Jesus. What the hell is this playing?
I'd say there's potential.
This is your favorite song, Don.
Told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
every weekend on the Song Don, we're singing fucking Smash Mouth.
Fucking hate Smash. On her forehead.
Hopefully we'll see you next week. We promise it'll be better than this one.
Fucking hate Smash Mouth. To the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. My trimmer, hey. Shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older.
3, 2, 1, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com, search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.